Okay, is it working? Everybody hear me?
No.
I think it's already on. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
I hear myself.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for having me again. It's very nice to be here again, to be able to do a new study about health. And today we will touch a topic about rest. And I'm not going to talk about rest like we know how to take rest, but I'm going to talk about what will happen in the body when we are sleeping. And yes, I'm going to talk about melatonin. And I'm going to explain what melatonin is. Melatonin is a hormone produced in the pineal gland from serotonin. These are neurotransmitters involved in mood and in pain. And in the time of day, when a varying amount gives melatonin to the blood and cerebrospinal. This is the fluid in the brain. This is where the pineal gland is. It's deep in the brain, and it's make sure that you just feel okay during the day, that you are happy. The natural production of melatonin by the pineal gland is directly linked to the exposure of light of certain receptors. These are proteins in the cell, with membrane, cytoplasm, or nucleus, which can bind a specific molecule. So every cell has its specific function in the body, and these certain receptors are specific, can bind specific molecules to itself. In the retina of the eye, so this happens in the eye. These molecules are in your eyes, which the light comes in from into the eye, from outside into the eye, and that makes sure that the melatonin production starts. In the presence of bluish fluorescent light, the melatonin production is inhibited. So what does it mean? When do we have this kind of light? Something we use very often these time of day is the computer and the television. They give this kind of light, these fluorescent lights, and it kind of stops the production of melatonin. So if you use the computer a lot, you can be sure that you don't make enough melatonin for the next day. Also with watching television, it's the same problem. Melatonin has receptors in the following tissues. In the central nervous system, in the gastrointestinal cells of the immune system, and the circulatory system. So actually it's everywhere in your body. Which means that your whole body needs it. Right? When do we make this? When is the day-night rhythm control process? You see that we have a cycle of 24 hours. When is the production of melatonin the highest? Can you see it from there? It's right there. That's when it is the highest. And it's between 2 and 3 o'clock in the evening, in the night. During the night. So during the night, you are using the light that has been coming into your eyes during the day, is being used to make melatonin during the night. But what happens if you go to bed really late?
You miss the reaction.
Mm-hmm. If you, like, you see it already starts in the afternoon, around 2 o'clock, yes?
Yeah.
Because then you have a lot of daytime already. And then it starts producing, you know, then it goes up. If you go to bed like between 8 and 10, then that's okay. Because then you will have this huge production between 2 and 3 in the night. But if you like go to bed here, then it still has to start. So that means that you will have it around the time you wake up. And if you wake up at the time, the body has no chance to give you the production that it needs. Because you need a certain amount of sleep before the production, you know, can really start, before it is at its highest. Normally, when you go to bed at the right time, between 9 and 10 in the evening, this is the time between 2 and 3 in the night that you have the deepest sleep. So if you wake up at that time, you really have a problem. Okay? You understand it? You following me? The problem is that there is no storage of melatonin. So it's not that you can sleep, go to bed early one night and have a lot of melatonin, and think, well, then I still have enough for tomorrow, because that's not true. Melatonin is not stored in the pineal gland. That means that we cannot benefit from the creation of the previous day. Every night, we have to give the pineal gland the chance to do his job. So that means that every night, we have to go to bed around the same time. If you change your times a lot from going to bed, it really is a problem for your body, because your body needs this constant production, it needs this constant rhythm to produce a lot of melatonin. There are factors involved in the melatonin production. One of them is the body does not store melatonin, so the daily production is needed, which means we need to have enough light. We shouldn't sleep during the day, or we should sleep during the night. Light and dark signals from the retina travel through the optical nerve to the brain, where they combine with signals from our body clock, telling the gland to start and stop melatonin production. How many people have heard from other people that they do not believe that you have your own body clock? Like, one time we talked about eating habits, and I said that you should not eat anything after 8 o'clock in the evening. And when I say this to my brother, he says, well, how does my body know that it is 8 o'clock or after 8 o'clock in the evening? But your body knows, because your body reacts to the light and darkness of the sun. So when it's getting, yes?
You say that you must have melatonin during the day, but when in the winter the whole day it is dark, like in December or something, how do you get it?
It's never completely dark. There are always rays of sunlight, because the daytime is there. And of course it's darker soon, but you have to take advantage of the time that it is light, that the sun is shining. So it is very important, especially
when it's very cloudy, you know.
Then still you can still have the sunlight. You need the sunlight, you need the light of the sun during the day to have this melatonin production. So even in wintertime, it is very important to go outside. When it's cloudy, it's still important to go outside, because you need the light outside, from outside on your skin to, you know, it also needs vitamin D, and vitamin D is in sunlight, and even when it's cloudy, you still receive vitamin D from the sun. Yes? Melatonin can also be produced directly by the retina itself under conditions of darkness with no involvement of the pineal glands. Do you understand that? If you don't have a pineal gland, you know there are some people who have had a brain tumor. It's very hard to take the pineal gland out, but it is possible. They don't have a pineal gland, and then the body takes it over somehow, which I will explain later. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 11 verse 7, truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. So again, there is your answer. Your eyes need to be outside, need to have this direct sunlight. I'm not saying you have to look into the sun, because we all know that that's not good, but we need to be outside to get this daylight, the sunlight, which can come into our eyes and go do his work in our body. So when you're walking around with the sunglasses all day, it means that you are taking out the light of your eyes. It's okay to wear sunglasses. I wear my sunglasses when I'm driving in the summer, because it is hard to see when the sun is shining in your eye. But when I'm outside, I rarely wear my sunglasses when I'm just walking outside, because my eyes need to have this sunlight to have this production of melatonin starting. As we get older, we need more sunlight. Why is this?
Vitamin D for bones.
Sorry?
Maybe it's vitamin D for bones.
Yeah, you need vitamin D. Yes. But your cells are working slower, so you need more sunlight. Your body is not working as fast as with young children. Melatonin seems to slow the aging process, so if you get enough, you will stay younger longer. And you can tell by people who have a regular time of going to bed and get up in the morning and be outside a lot, you can tell. When these people have done this their whole life, they look younger than they are. And it's really true. I have a friend in America, she has been doing this for almost her whole life. And she, when I met her, she was 61, and she looked like someone who was beginning 40. And she also had that condition of a young woman. The older we get, the less melatonin we create. So what does that mean? If we create less, what should we do when we get older? Yes, go more outside. It is so hard to see. I'm a nurse. I see a lot of old people who are just sitting inside the whole day. I can't take these people outside. And you see that these people are changing their day and night rhythm. They sleep for a short amount of time, and then they're up for a long period of time, even during the night. So that means that they need to go a day outside. And normally, you see, when you take children outside the whole day, they sleep well in the evening. Because the body has the thing that it needs, and then it gives the body rest to do something else. So if you get tired from having this melatonin production inside of you, and it gives you a healthy tiredness. So your body says, okay, now you have to lay down so I can start doing my thing, you know? Which is very healthy. Sunlight during the day increases the production of melatonin in the evening and in the night. And I'm going to explain that. We conclude that in order to combat aging process, we can promote melatonin production by exposure to more sunlight. This helps the natural attenuation of melatonin to reduce production. Bright natural light, the sunlight, increases the production of serotonin during the day, which counteracts depression and mood swings. So we have a new word here, serotonin. Serotonin is being used by the body to make melatonin in the evening. I have been talking about melatonin the whole time, but what does the body really need during the day? It needs serotonin. And serotonin is being transformed to melatonin during the night. Yes? In the Western culture, it is a habit until late in the evening to continue. Then we use artificial lights. For the production of melatonin, it is important to go to bed early to take advantage of the darkness of the night, and then early to rise. The sleep before midnight is worth more than the sleep after midnight. So if you go to bed around 10 in the evening, you have 2 hours before midnight, which counts to the body as 4 hours. So you can count these hours double.
Why?
Because then you have the most production. You take advantage of the darkness, of the changing of time between daylight and darkness. Your body comes in a certain state of rest, and then you have more advantage of that rest than after midnight. Because your body starts the production in the afternoon. Yes, it starts from serotonin, starts making melatonin, and it starts in the afternoon. And then if you go to bed early, your body has a chance to, because you are in a rest, and your body has a chance to continue this production. And if you go to bed later,
serotonin.
Yes, the production of serotonin you get during the day, and serotonin transforms into melatonin. Yes? So if you go to bed early, the serotonin production stops, and your body starts to make melatonin. Yes? So if you go to bed too late, the serotonin production continues, and your melatonin production starts later. So you won't have enough for the next day, which can make you rise from your bed really tired, because you don't have enough of melatonin. Are you getting it?
But you said that it will move. When the traffic was,
yes.
You said if you go late to bed, mm-hmm. the melatonin will move.
Yes.
The tire, the people will move. So, yes, that will go.
We have it here.
And then?
As you see, the melatonin production starts in the afternoon. So you get a lot of serotonin during the day, in the morning, so if you rise up early, you have enough serotonin coming into your body. And then in the afternoon, it slowly starts the production of melatonin, out of the serotonin. Yes? But if you go to bed here, somewhere, around 12, then here it has to start the production.
And then the people here.
The peak should come later, but then it's already daytime. So then the melatonin stops, and the production of serotonin starts again.
And why is it? What is it?
Because then you don't have enough. You make your melatonin for 24 hours, yes? And then you have like 8 hours of sleep is what you need, 8 to 9 hours. And this helps the melatonin production to grow. So it starts in the afternoon, but if you go to bed really late after the evening started, that means that this melatonin production stays very low. So you use a lot of serotonin, and you make a little melatonin, because you use it up again, right away actually. Yes? So then the production is when it's at its highest, you wake up again. And you don't have the advantage of the daytime again. So you make less serotonin, which can make less melatonin in the night. So you're constantly tired. And your body needs to have melatonin to have a good feeling during the day. And that's when people can start having depressions.
One more question. If you reach a certain age, mm-hmm. They sleep very well in the evening. And how about the melatonin level? It's 24 hours awake.
Yes. It's true.
And then what happens with the men of
God? As we have seen here, as we get older, we need more sunlight. Because when we are older, the body doesn't take enough sunlight from just 15 minutes being outside. A little child, if it's just 15 minutes outside, it can have just as much vitamin D, just as much serotonin in the body, as when an older person goes outside for an hour. And that's why I said that when you're older, you have to be more outside.
In the evening, around 3 o'clock, you have to have
the
high. But in
that
time, when you are awake,
Then you don't have this high production if you are awake. But I said when you're older, they call it insomnia. But you wake up all the time, you cannot sleep, you just wake up all the time. It's a trick, they call it insomnia.
Yes.
And the problem is most of the time that these people who have this are not outside enough. So even when you're older and you still go outside, you still go take your walk in the morning, do something with your body, you know, build up physical strength, then these people wouldn't have that problem. If you notice that you're starting to sleep less during the night, you have to do more physical work during the day, outside. And then you will see that in time, your sleep will increase, that you will sleep better and deeper. Yes? Exercise. We'll come on exercise. Research has shown that exercise promotes the production of melatonin, especially when the exercise is done outside in the fresh air and in the sunlight. I don't remember if we talked about exercise already here. No, we didn't. When we do a study about exercise, it also tells you that when you do your exercise outside, so if you want, most people go to the gym, they do their exercise inside, but when you go outside, it's healthier and it makes your body more healthy. Your muscles will grow faster. So man, if you want to grow, you should exercise outside instead of in the gym. And it's free, yes. It's true. Yes. But again, you see that exercise is very helpful for the production of melatonin in the night. Because it gives you enough sunlight, it gives you enough serotonin that you can get during the day, and it gives your body a healthy, when you're tired, it's a healthy tiredness that you have. It's healthy to be tired from a hard day of work or from exercise. But it's not healthy to be tired by sitting on the couch watching television all day, doing nothing. You have a question?
Yes. Sometimes I have problems. I mean, when I sleep early, I wake up in the middle of the night and hard to sleep back again.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we slept at 8, because I know about this melatonin that you have to sleep at least the most at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you feel much better when you wake up around 7 or 8 than sleeping at 12, and then you wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning, you feel your body is so tired still, and you feel groggy. So that's the difference already.
Mm-hmm.
So, but sometimes I have problems with sleeping early. That, you know, I wake up, if I sleep at 8, I wake up just like last night, I woke up around 11. I thought I already slept long. It's only 2 hours, 3 hours. And then I slept at 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, which sometimes I find it so hard.
Yeah.
And get so tired, and I slept around
apartment, I woke up. I cannot sleep, I cannot wake up at 8 a.m. in the morning.
It was very early.
Sometimes when you are so tired that already I can sleep.
Yeah, then you're supposed to find it.
And then you wake up. 8 o'clock is early. I understand, because sometimes I'm in bed at 7. But
yeah, it's too early, but for me, I can just sleep at 8 o'clock. Sometimes I sleep straight. I just say, wake up the next morning around 7. I can wake up sometimes in the middle of the night and only to go to the toilet, and then it's easy for me to fall asleep again. But sometimes it's really, really difficult. I guess also because of the aging process.
But can you tell when this is? Because sometimes I have the same problem. But I can tell that I have not been enough outside. I have been working a lot on my computer. I have been sitting a lot. I have not been exercising. And then I can tell that during the night I will be awake a lot. So you also have to recount then from what have I done during the day that I am not sleeping as well now as I did yesterday. And if you go to bed at 8, which is very early, if you go to bed at 8 and you just don't feel really tired, go out of your bed and take a walk outside, because fresh air will make you tired as well. Don't stay in bed like, okay, now it's 11 and now it's way too late. No, go outside for a while and then go back to bed. You will miss your high peak.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course you will miss it, because then you will go to bed around 12. But it's better than just to go outside and sleep from 12, like to 6 or 7, and have a good night rest in these few hours, because then still you will make more melatonin than when you just stay in bed and wake up the whole time, because then the production stops constantly and then it has to start again. You understand? Yes?
No Facebook, okay. No Facebook.
No. Which is very hard, because we are very spoiled with all our computers and television and everything. I understand it's very hard. But there are also foods which can help us in production of melatonin. Some foods contain melatonin. A very good one are oats. Oats contain a lot of melatonin. So if you eat enough oats in the morning, it will really help your production during the night. So it's not just exercise, it's not just being outside, it's not just sunlight, but it's everything is combined. Isn't it beautiful? God created everything and everything is combined. It's all for our own good, it's all for the beneficial of our bodies. It's really good. Corn has a lot of it. Barley has weight as bananas are also very good. Tomatoes,
barley.
Ginger. Bananas, tomatoes, ginger, rice, corn, and oats. These are very good to have, especially in the morning, because it will really help your production in the evening, if you have a lot in the morning. Because the morning sun has the most vitamins, gives the most light. Yes? A new word, tryptophan. Tryptophan is necessary for the pineal glands to create melatonin and serotonin. It is important to eat foods which are rich in tryptophan to promote the production of melatonin. Increased intake of tryptophan, the melatonin levels in the blood quadruple. So it will become 4 times more. Tryptophan is what comes into the body. It's something that the body also contains. It's a lot in proteins. And from tryptophan, serotonin is made. And from serotonin, melatonin is made. So we need both tryptophan and serotonin to make melatonin. Yes? We have foods which are rich in tryptophan, and especially tofu has a lot of it, because it's pure proteins. Okay? Roasted pumpkin seeds, gluten flour, sesame seeds, almonds, black walnuts, black-eyed cowpeas, and whole milk. But I don't use milk, I use soy milk. Soy milk also has a lot of it, because it's a bean, it's protein, and protein contains tryptophan.
Because we don't drink, those who don't drink whole milk or cow's milk, so soy milk,
yes.
We get the same amount of protein?
I believe that soy milk is even more, because it's protein.
It comes from soy.
Yes.
Yes.
Tofu is very high, and tofu has like the same amount of tryptophan as a soybean has. It's also made of the same content, so, yes?
Question. If you cannot see it as a drug, also give us
a prescription
for melatonin.
Yeah.
Actually, you must have this one, or serotonin. Actually,
yes.
This one. Why don't they give this one then? Is it not on the market? Because to make melatonin, you need serotonin and this one. But the medicine is melatonin. That I don't understand. Why don't they give this one then?
When you take these melatonin capsules that they have,
yeah.
You only get a really small amount.
Yes.
It's really small. It's better to have this tryptophan and serotonin. Because the production will increase. But with the pills, they will only work during the night, because the melatonin is already there.
But that is actually not... It has no meaning to take melatonin tablets.
Well, I wouldn't say it has no meaning, because I know people who use it, and they say it works. But I wonder if it works in your mind, or is it really working in your body?
You need those two.
Yes. Yes, you need those two. But you also have foods which contain melatonin. So it is possible to take it out of something, to take melatonin out of something, like also in these capsules that you can take, but it will be way less than when you use tryptophan and serotonin. Because that will help increase the production. And then if you take the capsules, you just add some melatonin to the production.
That is the stage from why don't they give one step or two steps before the ingredient,
mm-hmm.
But they give the melatonin there.
Well, I talked one time to my sister-in-law, she's a doctor, and she did not know about tryptophan and serotonin. She had heard about it, but doctors know that melatonin is being used during the night, and that you need it. But serotonin and tryptophan, that there is working together with these three, she didn't know that. So when somebody comes to her and they ask her for something, she also starts giving melatonin pills.
Thank you.
Yes? Both. Who wants to go first?
I wanted to say, it could be why they are doing that, because they want to treat the problem immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, melatonin helps us feel okay. In fact, you want to sleep before midnight, because when melatonin is being formed, it helps with the repair. That's why you say it reverses the aging process. So physiologically, that helps you repair all the damage that has been done to the tissues of the body. Get repaired during that period. And so if you already have a problem of problem, you're not feeling okay, they want to quickly treat the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then start with the precursors.
Yes.
Again, you said that it would be necessary for us to go outside in the sun. If they gave you three of them and remain indoors, probably you won't really start producing the serotonin that you need.
In small amounts, in way smaller amounts than when you do the exercise and go outside and everything. But when you go to a doctor, then most of the time they just try to cure the problem. You know, they're not searching for where is it coming from, but they just listen to your problem and they say, okay, you don't sleep well, you need melatonin. And they don't say, well, have you exercised enough? What are you eating during the day? Are you going outside? Well, that's not what they're asking you. They just listen to your problem and they cure the problem. But they don't go to the beginning of the problem.
Yeah. Just wanted to add what Adam Bibi said. Like in a situation where the doctor prescribes something for you to take, that pill or tablet that you are taking is in some cases not to stimulate. Like this hormone is produced by the gland in the body. And when the functioning of that gland has been disturbed or disrupted somehow, then when the doctor needs to look at the tablet is not going to be a medication for that hormone, but to be a way of stimulating to correct the normal in that production of soul. So this is how the people that is not able to manage their energy, but something to stimulate. This one so that you can have the gland to present seeing the pain.
I want to ask from what in the tofu, because I do see they put egg in tofu. Is that true?
Egg in tofu?
No.
No?
No. From what they make it?
Soybeans.
It's mayonnaise, yeah, they put egg. Mayonnaise.
Yes.
Mayonnaise, people buy the traditional one. They add egg.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have to be very careful.
Yes, there are many cases without egg.
Yeah,
but if you're not used to it, it doesn't taste that good. Because the taste really comes from the eggs that are in. It's a lot of egg in mayonnaise. No. Doesn't make any difference. Yes. But you have to be careful with tofu though. Even though it contains a lot of tryptophan, you still have to be very careful because it's very hard for your kidneys to break it down. So if you want to eat tofu, don't do it every week. Take it maybe twice a month or something. You can eat tofu, but not every day. Because it's very hard for your kidneys to break it down. There's a certain when you are digesting your food, you don't like it, but you have to be very careful with it. So you have to really change with tofu, with oats or almonds, or don't just take it only out tofu.
What about when you take this every day? You don't want it out.
Variation is very important.
Yes. Variation of milk?
Also, you can also drink almond milk or rice milk.
Oh, rice milk. Okay.
And it also contains tryptophan.
And not the cow milk.
Not the cow milk, no.
So you should
take soya milk every day. Don't use it in large amounts every day. Needs a lot of energy to break down tofu, especially your kidneys. I understand what you're saying, but you always have to think about the quality that that these cases are written. Is somebody writing it out of the perspective of being an Adventist, being a vegetarian, eating a lot of tofu? Or did someone really had a study about tofu, reading those what it contains, reading those what it does in the body? Because you really have to be careful with your kidneys. But tofu contains a lot of urea. And it has to be broken down by the kidneys, which is hard. More questions?
God has already not really labeled in such a way that everything has its own function. And for instance, you take a lot of protein. The protein has to be broken down into really everything. It has to be broken down to the smallest unit is amino acid. And this is your body cannot be done because it's amino acid. So it has to be processed, then you move on to the kidney, even out the liver, some of those things are going to work on that. Getting rid of this excess and kind of excess of this waste product, which has to be taken, you relate them or you take them to the excess or something like that. So, which means everything, that's why you should balance diet. Everything has to be proportionate. Not too much, not too little. Everything has to be in balance.
Yes.
So that's very important.
Well, it's the same, but I want to say that's why in temperance we define the temperance abstaining from what is wrong, but taking judiciously, that's the word I was looking for, that which is allowed. It's not just because now we are vegetarians that can eat as much of anything which is vegetarian as I want. You take judiciously, you must look at how much do I need of the calories a day? How much do I need of the proteins a day? Because if you take too much protein, again, as Richard already said, you have to break down. Otherwise, if the body is hyperactive, you will change those things and you have problems of now forming other things like fats, which become a problem.
Exactly. The problem is that we are so used on having a meal non-vegetarians have potatoes, vegetables, and meats. And meat is mostly the largest part of the meal, which should actually be the smallest part of the meal. And we, as vegetarians or vegans, have the same problem, actually. We are so used by, like, when we eat rice, I mostly put tofu in it as well, which is actually not necessary. Because it's both protein, so I don't need it in the same meal. You understand? And that is why you should not eat, you should have a lot of variation in your diet. You don't eat tofu once a week. You should eat it maybe twice a month. It's really true. You need to really vary your diet because your body needs to break it down. And if you eat tofu almost every day,